Good evening. Today we're going to begin Shulchan Aruch Siman Shin Lamed Tes Sif Aleph that discusses the actual halachos of Baltalin. So Zog the Mechaber Mitzvah Lo Seis Schar Socher Bizmanoi. There is a mitzvah that saves B'yomai Titein Scharoi to pay a worker Bizmanoi in the right time. We will, in Sif Gimel we will define what does it mean timely payments. V'yom Ichroi Oiver B'lav. Someone who delays payment, he does not pay on time, is over a lav of Baltalin or Savi lav Shemesh. So Zogna Machaber, Echot Schar Odom, Oy Behema, Oy Kalim. Although the Pasuk is talking about Pula Sacher, the Pasuk is talking about hiring a worker, paying wages. However, the Isurim is not limited to workers, it applies to renting an animal or Kalim as well. Which means if a person rents a car, any type of rental of any type of metaltalin, if he does not pay on time, he's going to be over the iser of baltalin, and the same as wages. It's not specifically for people. Now, although baltalin applies to any types of schiras, it applies to renting a car, it does not apply to mekach u'memkar. If a person buys something, if he has a vendor, it's a mekach, it's something that's purchased, there the halachas b'yom titein scharei will not apply. That does not mean a person doesn't have to pay his vendors on time. As we're going to see later, there is an isur midivrei kabbalah of al timer l'reich aleich v'shoiv. There is a chiyuv to pay all of your debts on time. But this chumrah, this isur d'oraisa of baltalin will apply only to schiras adam or schiras metaltalin. It will not apply to mekach u'memkar. Now, in a practical sense, what that means is, if it's the last day of the month, your secretary comes in and drops a pile of bills on your desk, and you look through the bills, you see you have vendors, you have payroll to meet, you have utilities, and you check at your bank account, and you see there's not enough to cover for everybody. So the halacha is the workers or the schiras matatlin have kedima, because although you have a chiv to pay everyone on time, if you don't pay your employees, you're going to be over, besides the al tisha, you're going to be over lav derayis of baltalin. If you don't pay your vendors, there's a lav midiver, there's an isur midiver kabbalah, but the chumrah and the isur of baltalin does not apply. So therefore, workers would have kedima over suppliers, and for that matter, they would have kedima over a balchoiv as well. So if your mortgage is due, and you don't have enough to cover your payroll and the mortgage payment, so bihalacha, you would have to pay the workers and default on the mortgage. Now that, of course, will lead us to the next question, and that is, how much of a loss does a person have to suffer because of the lav of baltalin? Now, we normally, what's the rule? So by mitzvah saseh, you have to give up, let's say, until a choymish. It's machleik is how much, but a tenth, a choymish, whatever exactly the shear is. To be avoided being over an isur d'oraisa, a lav, halacha is you have to give up all of your money. So if that's true, l'chayra, first of all, you should have an obligation to default on your mortgage in order to be able to pay your workers on time. Also, if you have workers, you have employees that you have to pay and things are a little bit tight, you should have a chiyuv to sell your house, do whatever it takes in order to cover the payment, in order not to be over the isur d'oraisa of baltalin. So there is a discussion among the poskim. If you look at the Ritva is meduyik, that a person does not have to sell any assets in order to pay workers. As we're going to see later, the chiyuv baltalin is if you have the money and you refuse to pay. But in a case where a person is broke, he is not over baltalin. The pshat is not that there is baltalin, but he has a ptur of oinus. The whole isser is only if you have money and you fail to pay. You withhold the money that's due to him. But if you don't have money, then you're not over the baltalin b'chlal. Imkain, if a person has a house, he has merchant, he has something which is not oimid l'schira, it's meduik in the ritva and in the chinuch, that is equivalent of einlay, it's equivalent of not having the money, and therefore he's pater not because he doesn't oinus, he's pater because the isser doesn't start when he doesn't have cash, and therefore certainly a person would not be mechuyev to liquidate assets that are not oimid l'mechira in order to pay a worker. This, of course, does not answer the question, what happens if he has cash, and just he'd rather pay his mortgage than pay his workers. There, he has the money available. There is a question of how much of a loss he has to take to avoid being over an issa. Over here, there is an Imri Bino that has a chiddush. He says, he said, it's not mistavra that for a davar shev mamon, in order to, the din of baltalin is a davar shev mamon, in order to make sure the worker gets paid on time, to make the Baal Bayis have a Hefsin Merubah, he says it's not Mistaver, the Torah meant to go that far, and therefore the regular Klolim of giving up all of your money to be over a lav, he said, would not apply to Baal Talin or similar Risurim, and he says, therefore, there's no Chiv to have a Hefsin. Regardless, again, whether you go with this chiddush or not, Baal Talin is a Beinadam L'chaveiro, and therefore, if a person is in a situation, the simple aids is simply to explain to your workers the situation. If they're a bit understanding and they're moichel, it's davar shem amama, they have the right to be moichel, and that's certainly the best, just to be open about it and have a frank discussion is certainly the best way to deal with it.